lepih se i ženok ne šukala i do ljudej prefitnoju bula.
From Winnipeg, Manitoba, that was the Todestrick Sisters from their most recent CD, Domeloi Zustrichi, Till We Meet Again, and that was Mamina Sorochka. Dobrý večer, drahí radioslucháči, a vítajú vás všich na radiopredaču Náš hlas Radio Klínskeho Korinia, ktorá podiatí vám, jak zvyčajno, što subote o 6 hodení na bátomovnej radiostancii AM 1320 CHMB umístí Vancouveri. Pri mikrofóni Pavlína ďakujú, što vy boli sluchačami si hodný večeri, ktorý šele prebúte zi mnoju nastupnú hodinu. Hello there and welcome to Náš hlas Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm your host Pavlina. Thank you so much for joining me, whether you're a first-time listener, a long-time listener, tuning in on the radio dial, on online, or time shifting via your podcast. However you're catching us, thank you so much for joining me. I hope that you'll enjoy this next hour. We've got a great program lined up for you. It is a Mother's Day theme, but we will have our other talk segments. We've got a recipe for you, one that Mom would approve of. As well, we have Arushna Chok story, which is a tribute to mothers. We also have news from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine Today, and Ukrainian Jewish heritage. So stay tuned for all of that. We've also got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music on a Mother's Day theme. So coming up next, we have Sonia from Nashville, Tennessee, from her CD Vid Щирого Серця, From the Heart, and Била Мене Мати, My Mother Spanked Me.
Била мене мати, що пі я не стояла. З молодим рекрутом, що пі я не стояла. З молодим рекрутом. Лай, лай, лай. А я собі стояла.
To the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for over 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing arts and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Hollis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, visit ShevchenkoFoundation.com.
The golden anniversary of Ukrainian culture in the Parkland. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival. Dauphin, Manitoba, July 31st to August 2nd. Celebrate 50 incredible years of Ukrainian culture with music and dance groups from all across Canada and Ukraine. If you haven't been to the festival in years, consider this your invitation. Get your weekend passes, day passes, and camping passes by phone at 1-877-474-2683 or online at cnuf.ca.
Ще з колиськи мати мене вчила, щоб я рано хлопців, щоб я рано хлопців не кохала, не любила. Щоб я рано хлопців, щоб я рано хлопців не кохала, не любила. А я свою неньку не слухала, а я свою неньку не слухала. Полюбила хлопця, хлопця молодого, полюбила, покохала. Полюбила хлопця, хлопця молодого, полюбила, покохала. Колись була дівка, як та ружа, колись була дівка, як та ружа. А нині невістка, а нині невістка, маю мужа, маю мужа. А нині невістка, а нині невістка, маю мужа, маю мужа. Колись була дівка у квіточках, колись була дівка у квіточках. А нині невістка, а нині невістка, на головці
Chetimshina from Montreal, from their CD, Postishkach Marie, Along Paths of a Dream. And that was a song called Nevistka, the Mother-in-Law. Up next is a group from Ukraine called Otvinta, a rockabilly group. And they recently released a sort of updated version of a song that Chetimshina released quite some time ago about another type of mother, Baba in this case, and that original song was Posiela Baba Konopel, which means Granny was planting hemp. This next one is sort of modernized, and it is called Nakurela Baba Konopel, which means Granny was smoking hemp. Yeah, times change.
Posiela baba,
posiela baba konopel,
konopel, pel, 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 konopel, pel, 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 konopel, pel, 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 konopel, konopel, pel, 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 konopel, pel, 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 konopel, pel, 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 konopel.
Hey, jak туди понадив?
Jak туди понадив журавель?
А як туди понадив?
Як туди понадив журавель?
Журавель, вель, 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 журавель, вель, 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 журавель, вель, 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 ой да журавель,
журавель, вель, 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 журавель, вель, 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 журавель, вель, 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 ой да журавель.
Я його спіймаю,
я його спіймаю, журавля.
Я його спіймаю,
я його спіймаю, журавля.
Журавля, бля, 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 журавля, бля, 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 журавля, бля, 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 ой да журавля.
Журавля, бля, 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 журавля, бля, 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 журавля, бля, 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 ой да журавля.
Не ходив би,
не корив би, не топтав би коноплю.
Не ходив би,
не корив би, не топтав би коноплю.
Коноплю, бля, 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 коноплю, бля, 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 коноплю, бля, 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 ой да коноплю.
Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. At last it's spring, so let's celebrate with a delicious Ukrainian spring salad. It's easy to prepare. All you need to do is chop half a head of iceberg lettuce or leaf lettuce coarsely and toss with 1 cup sliced radishes, 1 cup sliced cucumbers, and 1/2 cup green onions. Sprinkle with a little salt and 1/2 cup of thick sour cream. It's the sour cream dressing that makes this salad so good. If you are concerned about calories, use low or no-fat sour cream or mix with some yogurt. Garnish with tomato slices, and slicing the tomato vertically rather than horizontally is much better because the tomato slices retain their shape better. Try this salad as it is not only very refreshing and tasty, but also very healthy. Until next time, enjoy and eat your salads.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Я не сміла, як година пролетіла.
and Zubrivka from Toronto with a traditional Ukrainian folk song from their second CD, Vecherenitsi, The Evening Party, and Poselala Mene Mate. Well, tomorrow is Mother's Day, if you're listening to this broadcast live on Saturday evening. If not, if you're catching it on Mother's Day, then it's very apropos. But today, May the 9th, has been designated Worldwide Ukrainian National Anthem Day. And Facebook friend by the name of Alex Hart Hrinevich in Colorado decided to set this event up as a Facebook event. And at 4 p.m. Central Time, which is where Colorado is located, he is challenging everyone to play the Ukrainian anthem wherever they are, at home, in the car, whatever. While here on Nash Holos, unfortunately, we don't air at 4 p.m. Central Time, since it is 6 p.m. Pacific Time. However, we will do our best. We're a little bit late, but everybody that knows me knows I'm always late. I'm chronically late anyways. So here we go. This is very apropos. We have a version now of the Ukrainian National Anthem that I found about a year or two ago, and it is just a delightful, I think it's one of my favorite versions of the anthem. It's a contemporary rendition. It is performed on guitar by two young men by the name of Evan McIntyre and Chris Krochek.
Україна, ні слава, ні воля. Ще нам, браття молоді, усміхнеться доля. Сину нашого рішень, як роса на сонці, запанує мій і братям у свої сторони. Свободу і покажем, що ми братям козацького роду, козацького роду.
And now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Pochakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Drohobych is a town in the Lviv region of Ukraine and the homeland of Bruno Schulz, a writer, literary critic, fine artist, and teacher of art. Schulz was born to Jewish parents and is regarded as one of the great Polish language prose stylists of the 20th century. He attended school in Drohobych from 1902 to 1910, then went on to study architecture at Lviv Polytechnic. In 1917, he briefly studied architecture in Vienna. Schulz was discouraged by influential colleagues from publishing his first short stories. However, that changed when several letters he wrote to a friend were brought to the attention of the famous Polish novelist Sofia Nalkowska. The letters detailed Schulz's solitary life and the lives of the family and fellow citizens. Nalkowska encouraged Schulz to have the letters published as short fiction. They were published in 1934 as The Cinnamon Shops. In English-speaking countries, it is most often referred to as The Street of Crocodiles. He went on to write a number of critical essays for various newspapers and short stories for magazines. Due to World War II, much of his work has been lost. In 1939, after the Nazi Soviet invasion of Poland in World War II, Drohobycz was occupied by the Soviet Union. Schulz had been working on a novel called The Messiah, but no trace of the manuscript survived his death. As a Jew, Schulz was forced to live in the ghetto of Drohobycz. However, he was temporarily protected by Felix Landau, a Nazi Gestapo officer who admired his drawings. During the last weeks of his life, Schulz painted a mural in Landau's home in Drohobycz. Shortly after completing the work, Schulz was walking home through the Aryan Quarter with a loaf of bread when he was shot and killed by Karl Günther, another Gestapo officer. Günther was a rival of Landau, who had killed Günther's personal Jew. Subsequently, Schulz's mural was painted over and forgotten for a long time to come. In February 2001, Benjamin Geisler, a German documentary filmmaker, discovered the mural that Schulz had created for Landau. Polish conservation workers, who had begun the meticulous task of restoration, informed Yad Vashem, the Israel Holocaust Memorial, of the findings. In May of that year, representatives of Yad Vashem went to Drohobycz to examine the mural. They removed 5 fragments of it and transported them to Jerusalem. This created an international controversy and public outrage in Poland and Ukraine, where Schulz is a beloved figure. In 2008, the issue was resolved when Israel recognized the works as the property and cultural wealth of Ukraine, and Ukraine's Drohobychna Museum agreed to lend the works to Yad Vashem as a long-term loan. The works went on public display in 2009. In Drohobycz, you can see the house where Bruno Schulz lived. Also, there is a plaque at the site where Schulz was shot. You can see other beautiful Schulz frescoes in the local Drohobycz Art Museum. As well, Drohobycz is host to the International Bruno Schulz Festival, which just took place from May 26 to 30 of this year. This is Renata Hnenets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Shchiro dyakuyu. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative. Ви слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері. Jason Chornoboy from Steinbach, Manitoba, with the Dear Mother Waltz. Now the latest news stories from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine's first international English news channel, Ukraine Today.
At least one Ukrainian soldier was killed early Wednesday as Russian forces continued intense shelling of Ukrainian defensive positions in the east of the country. Multiple reports from journalists in the region suggested Russia was continuing to mass thousands of soldiers near the city of Mariupol ahead of a possible offensive to seize the prized strategic port. Ukraine's army reported at least 44 breaches of the Minsk ceasefire deal overnight, with heavy weapons supposed to have been withdrawn from the front line.
UN Secretary Ban Ki-moon joined Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko in laying wreaths at the World War II Memorial Museum in Kyiv. Ban and Poroshenko, together with Ukrainian veterans of World War II, decorated a monument in the shape of Ukraine's territory with red poppy flowers, a mainly British wartime symbol. The UN chief said he stood with Ukraine in finding a peaceful solution to the conflict in the country.
The United Nations stands in solidarity with the people of Ukraine. I'm here to reaffirm my strong support for a peaceful resolution of the conflict in a manner upholding Ukraine's sovereignty, territorial integrity, and independence.
Poroshenko said he hoped the presence of UN peacekeepers in the east of Ukraine would support the success of the ceasefire agreed to in Minsk in February. We expect it very much and discussed it separately with the Secretary General that peacekeepers' efforts will largely contribute to the de-escalation of the conflict and establishment of peace. Ukraine has ditched the Soviet name for World War II and has adopted the poppy as a symbol. The move marks an attempt to distance itself from Russia's Soviet-style celebrations planned for May 9th as the conflict with Russian-backed militants in eastern Ukraine drags on. Ukrainian positions have come under heavy fire by Russian-backed militants in the Donbas region. The Ukrainian military reports that government-held positions were targeted 11 times overnight, with militants using large mortars and grenade launchers. The town of Pisky in the Donetsk region, as well as the town of Shastya in the Luhansk region, were reported to be hit by militant fire. Ukrainian officials said soldiers had also detected militant drones moving toward the town of Kramatorsk.
Ukrainian military pilot and MP Nadezhda Savchenko has been ordered to be detained in prison again, this time until the 30th of June 2015, Savchenko's lawyer said late on Wednesday. Savchenko's lawyer had early reported that an ambulance was called to the Moscow court where she appeared for Wednesday's legal proceedings. Earlier in the day, the court refused to recognize Savchenko's immunity from prosecution as a member of the Parliamentary Association of the Council of Europe, an international organization dedicated to upholding human rights, democracy, and the rule of law. Savchenko was captured by Russian forces in Luhansk region last year and illegally transported to Russia, where she is on trial for the alleged murder of two Russian journalists.
Video drone footage of Russian-backed militants hiding heavy artillery, tanks, and military equipment in residential areas in Donbas has attracted a lot of attention on the internet. One clip, attributed to Dnipro 1 Air Reconnaissance Regiment, shows a base in a Donetsk neighborhood replete with military equipment banned by the February 12 ceasefire declaration signed in Minsk, Belarus. Ukrainian officials and international observers have reported thousands of ceasefire violations since the latest truce took effect. More than 100 Ukrainian soldiers have died since then.
Some 2,000 new National Guard recruits have taken a military oath of allegiance to the country. The conscripts, aged between 20 and 27, demonstrated skills learned in training in front of friends and family in Kyiv on Saturday. Learning to shoot accurately was just the beginning of their training. Close combat skills, knowledge of warfare tactics, and good physical fitness are also needed. But the most important of all, patriotism. High-ranking army officials watched carefully over proceedings. The new types of weapons that came to armor the Ukrainian National Guard. We are studying these weapons and we will teach our troops. The men will be tasked with maintaining public order and security in the country. Each conscript will serve either half or a full year, depending on their rank. The revolution has passed and many things have changed. Now my friends are fighting. When I tell my children, they would never forgive me if I didn't go this time. Military dogs were also put through their paces at the event, including the challenge of reprimanding a suspect. Ukrainian authorities struggled to mobilize enough soldiers to bolster defenses in East Ukraine. Almost 40,000 men avoided being drafted in January and February this year alone, USA Today reports, quoting government figures. Former Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych made military call-up non-compulsory in 2013 before being reintroduced by Petro Poroshenko in January this year.
Italian Foreign Minister Paolo Gentiloni says Rome is committed to preserving Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity, and that Italy would back European efforts to resolve the crisis in Ukraine. Gentiloni was speaking during a conference with his Ukrainian counterpart, Pavlo Klimkin.
There's something I'm clear about. Italy supports both the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine, of the whole of Ukraine. And another thing is clear, Italy, despite having suffered the negative consequences of the sanctions, supports those decided by the European Union.
Gentiloni's trip to Kyiv comes as the February peace pact reached between Russia and Ukraine in the Belarusian capital Minsk appears to have totally broken down. Another five Ukrainian soldiers were killed on Wednesday, and a fresh Russian troop build-up in East Ukraine appears poised for a major new offensive to seize more Ukrainian land. One of Russia's last independent newspapers has leaked a confidential report by Russian experts investigating the cause of the downing of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 over East Ukraine last summer. MH17 was shot down on the 17th of July 2014, killing all 283 passengers and 15 crew on board. The experts, Novaya Gazeta reported, concluded that the plane was hit by a surface-to-air missile from territory controlled by Russian forces. The leaked report chimes with what most military experts and independent journalists say happened, that a Russian Buk anti-aircraft battery was sent to Ukraine and Russian soldiers accidentally opened fire on the civilian plane, believing it to be a Ukrainian military transport plane.
Clashes at a communist May Day rally in Kyiv. At least 15 men were arrested after attempting to start fights with the party's supporters near to the Great Patriotic War Museum on the slopes overlooking the River Dnipro. The provocateurs, some of whom were sporting balaclavas, were stopped by police before reaching the protest, which had been banned by the courts. One received a head injury whilst being detained, a journalist from Romadsky TV reported. Police said they were being questioned in connection with public order offences. In another incident at the rally, Communist Party leader Petro Simonenko received a light dousing of kefir, a type of yogurt, thrown at him by an activist from the Nationalist Svoboda Party. Most of the kefir missed its target, instead drenching a journalist from Russian television station Rossiya. At least 500, mostly elderly people, gathered for the demonstration on International Workers' Day, many holding Soviet-style banners and listening to communist-era songs, reports Ukrainian news agency TSN. Last month, Ukraine's parliament passed a law banning both communist and Nazi propaganda, a decision which infuriated both Russia and many Soviet veterans from World War II.
British billionaire Sir Richard Branson has been giving business advice to Ukrainians. The Virgin Media Group founder urged budding entrepreneurs to make investments and take risks, despite the war in Donbass. He spoke to some 3,500 people at Forum One, the largest business conference in Central and Eastern Europe. Over 40 years, Branson has accumulated a fortune estimated by Forbes magazine to be worth around $5 billion, mainly through his enterprises bearing the Virgin brand. With Ukraine's authorities attempting to deal with conflict and the weak economy, Branson said entrepreneurs should take the helm in expanding trade and business.
So I think a lot of this energy needs to be, you know, people in this room, it needs to be the entrepreneurs, the business people, who've got to take a lot of weight off his shoulders and be positive and just get on and you know, create businesses, create jobs, invest in making sure that Ukraine, you know, starts coming out of the recession.
Meanwhile, Branson gave advice on how Ukraine should cut its massive expenditure on energy through investing in solar panels, windmills, electric bikes, and the requisition of land. He finished his talk with one final message.
I really hope that the problems in East Ukraine will get resolved soon. I hope they are resolved, but anyway, I hope you get them resolved soon. So Ukraine can become a really great independent country, hopefully closely affiliated with Europe, because I think we would be proud to have Ukraine as much part of Europe as it can ever be.
Branson's biggest life tips included challenging yourself, setting goals, and living life to the fullest.
A new art exhibition featuring paintings by 11 Ukrainian soldiers has opened in Kiev. A Cossack fighter, Carpathian mountains, balloons, and a lone wolf all feature in the three-day show. The paintings were done by military service personnel who had returned from the front line in Ukraine's east. Organizers say the process of painting helps in the rehabilitation of troops. One creation depicts a beautiful summer's evening in western Ukraine, the sunset creating the pink and purple shades which stretch across the land and skyline. Ukrainian soldier turned artist Christina said it represented the rebirth of the country because everybody dreams of peace today. Another artist, Roman, painted a fellow comrade. Set in a wheat field, this Ukrainian Cossack has a traditional haircut and is armed with a rifle, essential to defend the country from enemy attack. The first to visit the exhibition was a group of students who discovered it by accident. They posed for photos with the soldiers and their paintings. Each piece of artwork will eventually be sold at a charity auction on Kiev Day at the end of May, with the proceeds going towards buying more materials for Ukrainian military artists.
And with that, we've come to the end of this week's Ukraine News Roundup. For more breaking stories on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog at uatoday.tv.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushne Chok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі, від всіх наших членів оркестри «Рушничок», великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
Рідна мати моя, when did you first hear the song that is also called «Рушничок»? Was it Дмитро Гнатюк's recorded classical version? Or perhaps was it summer camp, next to a bonfire's fading embers? A mother's guiding her child to the edge of her community, pressing an embroidery called a rushnichok into her final goodbye. There is no other Ukrainian song that speaks to a mother's love the way this one does. The song evokes the tenderness, the dedication, the memories of Mama, but I love it for its optimism, and for the confidence that it inspires. It is that of a bird prompting her young to fly. The song offers no turning back. We fear that we will falter, but it is also filled with the wisdom of a woman who knows that each generation must take a mother's teaching, take their own calculated risks, and make her lessons their own. It was Taras Shevchenko who reminded a nation not to forsake what a mother has taught while learning new skills and navigating a foreign, a new, exciting, sometimes uncertain horizon. This Mother's Day, more than perhaps any other in recent memory, let's remember what our mother is asking of us. Keep the embroidery, keep the fabric of her rushnichok strong, but learn from the past, fly free, and make the future different. Make it better. From Rushnichok, Volume 1, a song about a piece of fabric and a mother's wish. It is the song behind our band's name, the woman behind all of your names, too. Here from our first album, Rydna Mati Moya, Rushnichok.
Rydna Mati Moya. Oh,
μοχό ποκρόβι μπράτα. Я живий, матусенько, живий, і не питай, чи я боюся, нехай бояться наші вороги, а ти молись, я ж матінко борюся, нехай бояться. Наші вороги, а ти молись, я ж, матінко, борюся. Нехай бояться наші вороги, а ти молись, я ж, матінко, борюся.
And a song by Sofia Fedina that was written during the Maidan era, Aya Jave, Mother, I'm Alive, and Don't Worry. And it's since evolved into something, of course, that's very appropriate still. And now it's more of a message for young men on the front, sending a message back home to their mothers. There have been soldiers who have redone this song. It's on YouTube where this song was found as well, Aya Jave by Sofia Fedina. Here's a message from Gogol Bordello to the instigator of the war. Coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesday, tune in to the Nanaimo edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Vancouver, and Northwest Washington State at 12 noon on CHLY 101.7 FM. On Friday, you can enjoy a pierogi supper at the Ukrainian Community Society of Ivan Franko, 5311 Francis Road in Richmond. Pierogies, cabbage rolls, kobasa, and more. Doors are open from 5 to 7:30 p.m. For more information, call 604-274-4119 or visit ivanfranco.ca. Contact TV airs on multicultural channel Omni 1 and on channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@kontakt.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com.
Казала мій мати, сину жінився, не ходи пойно, чатай волочесі, не ходи пойно, чатай волочесі. Тому я не винний, що переназемна, як у мама мала, так мені дала, як у мама мала, так мені дала.
зачекай, до Петра вона буде тепла, зачекай, до Івана буде файна, зачекай, до Івана буде файна.
Edmonton, Alberta, that was the Playboy Band from their wedding album CD, and Kazala Meni Mate, my mother told me. Numer jiskinchela nasha programu vje chasto domovi skazate do pobachenia, ale перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Якщо хочеш щось мати, то не потрібно тобі на ману чекати. And her proverb of the week translates as, if you want to have something, you do not have to wait for manna from heaven. And isn't that just something that a mother would say, especially a Ukrainian mother? Well, that just about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. To take us home, we've got the polka from Oakburn by Peter Lamb, and that's going out to my mom. And Oakburn happens to be where Uncle Mike lived. We all loved Uncle Mike, especially Mom. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening, and Dobranich! Thank you.